Space Podcast.
Weird. Welcome to Weird. My name is Aaron.
Hey, I'm Craig.
And we're coming to you from beautiful Lee Berry Studios, Studio 2 this week.
It is sunny outside.
Just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It's a special episode, Craig.
Why?
Because it's the super eclipse episode.
Is that what we call it now?
Today is the day.
We won't have another one of these for 100 years.
Yeah. Are you excited? You got your glasses?
Not with me.
You do have them?
I have glasses.
I don't.
Well, don't look at the sun.
I'm not all wrapped up in this thing.
Well, when we all get transported to the moon and start our own colony, and you are not going to be on the moon with the colony that we're starting.
Right.
You'll wish you had glasses.
Well, I don't. And
of course, we'll be on the moon gasping for air.
I will probably step outside. I'm working from home Monday, so I'm working from home today, so I'll probably step outside and take a look at the shadows and stuff that go on, but I'm not going to look at the sun.
Look at the shadows? You could, like, sit in your house and watch it get dark.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, because our little town.
I mean, if it's that cool, you could do it every night when it gets dark.
Our little town, right here outside of Nashville, Tennessee, is in the direct path of the best spot to view it.
It is one of the best spots.
It's going to be the total eclipse. If you look at the map, we're right in the middle of where it crosses, and things have gone nuts. There's people everywhere.
You can't get through the stores.
I saw you at the grocery last night.
You saw me at the Walmarts.
Yeah, I bumped into you, and even at Walmart. You know, our little Kroger, the shelves are, you know, 50-50 all the time, but Walmart, stuff was missing off the shelves that should be there.
That's because you stole most of it.
Like bread, you know, milk. Milk was low, and there's people everywhere. There's traffic in our little town.
Well, there's always been traffic in the town.
Not like this.
They're saying 100,000 people.
Extra.
I don't believe that, though.
How many people live in our little town? 10,000, maybe?
Four.
But it's pretty cool. But anyway,
well, now that you've lulled everyone to sleep,
sorry
with
about
that story.
But it's the special one time only total eclipse episode.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Weird. Okay. And it's episode 103, and we've got a review. So before we get to all the weird,
we got
news,
a review.
Before we get to all the weird news that we've got, because we got stacks.
We got a review that's coming all the way from down under.
This review comes, and I love Australia.
I do too. You think by now we'd be invited.
You would.
Like,
you would.
Like ticket paid and everything.
Yeah. I would expect one of our friends over there.
Like a food bar.
Something.
Taking care of us the whole time we're there.
But this review comes to us from Anna993 from Australia, mate.
She's better than Anna932.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Nine.
Whatever. She's better than all the Annas in my book.
Anna993 is the antidote you want to really.
I think she's the best. And she left us, you know what she did? She left us an antidote. A review.
More like an Anna note.
Anna note. She said, "Love listening to the weird podcast on my drive to work. These two guys are so genuine and so easygoing that they make you feel like you're part of the conversation." Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Anna. That's kind of cool to think that somewhere in big old Australia.
Yeah.
Where people
amidst the snakes and the spiders.
I was gonna say, where people are spending, she could be spending her time wrestling a huntsman spider on
or an alligator,
or an alligator, or being chased by a stingray. She instead listens to our podcast on her way to work.
Yes, and she probably has a little pet kangaroo, I think, sitting on the couch.
Because everyone, if you live in Australia, everyone has a pet koala
and a kangaroo,
yeah. And sometimes a wallaby,
and sometimes wallaby. Not all the time, but sometimes
wallaby.
Thanks, Anna. And if you leave us a review, we would really appreciate it.
Anna did. She did leave us a review.
Yeah, but I'm talking to
everyone. Oh, you meant other people.
We need all the reviews we can get.
But Anna, you're also welcome to leave us another review.
You can.
You can leave us a voicemail.
That'd be even better.
Oh, that would be so cool. Somebody from Australia with your really keen Australian accent, leave us a really cool voicemail.
Please.
And you can get to it through our Facebook site? You can get to the number?
No. Well, you can, but go to our website at www.weirdnewspodcast.com. That's the easiest way.
I know the web address.
Okay.
But my question was
right
that someone out there should send us one. And when you not only send us a voicemail, but use the most ridiculous slang, we have no idea what you're saying.
Please. That would be great. We'll try to decipher it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got top story.
We really need to be entertained in this small town.
We do. Other than the sun being covered up by the moon. By the way, Bonnie Tyler has announced she's going to sing.
She's going to be singing. Well, she's got to do something.
Have you seen her lately,
well, her
by the way?
Well, her shift at Target probably doesn't start till 4 o'clock.
She also announced, not a lot of people know this, but if you do miss the eclipse, she'll come to your town and stand in front of the sun herself and make a new eclipse and
what
sing.
What does that mean?
She's like us. She's put on a little weight over.
That's
over.
Just mean.
Is it mean?
Like us. Hey, I'm down 20.
You're looking slim. Yeah.
No, I'm gaining again.
You're looking slim.
Is everyone asleep out there yet?
You got that beautiful Bob Ross t-shirt on.
I do have a Bob Ross t-shirt.
I love it. He's my
you
hero.
You think maybe we could get to the man that's dressed as Chewbacca?
You ready to go to Top Story?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Play it.
Top Story.
Man dressed as Chewbacca attacked resort worker with a snowboard.
Speaking of banana. And her kangaroo.
Everybody want to do with the do their kangaroo.
Okay. A man, yeah. I say.
Dressed
as Chewbacca has been accused of beating a ski resort worker with his snowboard in Australia. What is
picture
wrong
it.
With the...
Picture it.
I am picturing it, and I'm thinking to myself, Australia, I expect so much more from you.
I hope he went, yeah.
Police said the 51-year-old man dressed as the Star Wars character hit a member of the staff at the Alpine Way Resort in Threadbow. Was it Threadbow? Threadbow?
I don't know.
Threadbow, mate.
I have to ask Anna.
He let her leave her alone.
I'm sorry.
Stop talking about it.
Okay.
He allegedly left the 55-year-old victim with facial and dental injuries.
Oh.
Chewbacca, I like how they knew she was going to call him that. Chewbacca, which apparently is his name, was arrested and charged with using an offensive weapon to commit an indictable offense. According to Australia's Daily Telegraph, the suspect wrote on social media that he lost his temper when the staff member told him he could not ride in the costume. He lost consciousness and some teeth.
Oh, no.
He wrote, being ordered not to have any contact with Threadbow staff, even if I know them, about what happened and must stay 15 kilometers away from Threadbow.
What if Han Solo was standing there?
He's been released. Well, he would have shot first.
Okay, yeah.
He would have swung first.
Okay. Headline is, suspect admits to doing meth, throwing rocks at cars, believing the purge was happening, Craig.
I love this.
So this guy thought that the purge.
First of all, the purge.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the movie.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Yeah.
For our one listener, everybody has 24 hours to do whatever they want with no consequences.
No consequences.
It purges the system.
And people have resorted to just completely fixing their house so that it's impenetrable.
You're right. And you can murder, kill, thieve.
Anything.
Anything you want, you're not going to be charged with.
Right.
This is a movie, by the way, not for real.
The
people.
Purge. And there's like 17 of them now.
Yeah, people don't go out there and really do this. This is just a...
There's even a purge election year or something.
Yeah.
So anyway,
this guy
was arrested Saturday for throwing rocks from atop an abandoned building. He told police that he had done methamphetamine and believed that the purge was about to happen. This is all according to court documents. So his name is Jeremy Perkins. He's 27 years old, and he's been charged with two counts of second-degree attempted assault and two counts of armed criminal action. So he had in his mind that this is the purge. I can throw these rocks. I can do meth.
Yeah, I can.
Legally.
Well, here's his mistake. It says it's about to happen.
He messed up.
He was throwing rocks before it happened.
He started early.
He did start early.
Okay, so he can still be charged.
Yeah.
So court records state that police were called around noon on Saturday to report on a report that some woman was throwing rocks at passing vehicles, and when they arrived, they saw Perkins standing on the roof of a building. So one of the officers said that he got out of his cruiser, and Perkins threw a brick at him.
Oh, that's not going to go.
That's not a rock, man. That's a brick.
That's not going to go very well.
It landed 5 feet in front of the officer, so... this cop got back in his car, took cover, and called for backup. Hey, we got a guy over here throwing bricks.
Wow.
A tactical response unit responded, and Perkins was taken into custody as he exited the vacant building. An officer stated that at one point he heard Perkins mention a sniper 400 yards away. This guy's having all kind of weird visions going on. He's got the purge.
Well, he's on methamphetamine.
He's got the snipers. He's got all this weird stuff. So they took him to police headquarters. And that's where he said that he had done the methamphetamines the night before, and he climbed a tree, got onto the roof of this building. He said someone had told him that the purge was happening, so he thought it was happening. So maybe he thought it was actually going on.
He thought
on.
It already started. Well, he had a time slip.
Yeah, he did a time warp. So he was referencing, of course, the 2013 horror film called The Purge, which Craig told you all about.
Can't really say it was horror.
No, it was kind of goofy.
Horrible, maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy. I did enjoy it, though.
It was all right.
Yeah, I had a good time watching it. So he told police that he thought everyone was an enemy, and he was throwing rocks from the roof in order to protect himself. So
here's the thing. His name's Jeremy A. Perkins.
Yeah.
I'm banking that the A is for Anthony. Anthony Perkins, because he's psycho.
That's good. I like what you did there.
You like how I worked that out?
Yeah. In Florida,
I went berserk. Couple transporting grill injured after SUV explodes when wife lights up cig, cops say. I heard about this. And I haven't seen the pictures. I hear it looks like no one would have walked away.
I did see the pictures. It's amazing.
I heard the roof is like...
Oh, it's terrible.
Like tinted on top. Like
yes.
Pop straight up.
Yeah,
and just,
like somebody grilled a steak on top of the
thing. Oh, my gosh. A couple transporting a barbecue grill were injured Sunday after their rental sport utility exploded, Orlando police
insurance.
Said. Authorities say the crash happened about 3:30 p.m. near the entrance of the Central Florida...
Florida, yeah.
Yeah,
that's near Florida.
Central Florida fairgrounds near Colonial Drive and Pete Parish Boulevard. The couple, Pierre Dandelil.
Some.
And Miguindeline de So. Okay.
Is that a real name?
Now, we're just going to say the couple, these two people, had the grill in the back of their red Kia Sorento.
Wait a minute. Who rents a Kia?
Who puts a grill in the back of a Kia? The grill was turned on and the propane tank was open and connected. Police said so basically, let me paint this picture.
Go
basically,
ahead.
They're in a small closed container and there is propane leaking out. And Ma decides to fire up
and
a cig.
And they turned the windows were up. They had the air conditioner on.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a rented car.
Yeah.
You're not going to roll the windows down.
Assuming Kias come with air conditioning.
That's right.
The grill was turned on. The propane tank was open and connected. Police said the wife started to light a cigarette and the SUV exploded.
That's terrible. Why am I laughing? That's terrible.
Probably because they referred to this car as an SUV. The vehicle continued heading westbound. Propelled like a rocket engine.
It should be referred to as an SUK. Like a vacuum cleaner.
If it was funny, I would laugh, but I'm not going to laugh at that.
I'm looking at you for laughter.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
Okay, go ahead.
Police said the wife... Okay, I told you that part.
Yeah.
The vehicle continued heading westbound. Remember I said it was like a rocket?
Yes.
Westbound. And crashed into a pole. Both occupants were burned, but police said their injuries were not life-threatening. The vehicle was severely
damaged. Was
the guy from
Poland injured?
Or? I was going to say they were both Poles, but then I thought that might be insensitive to our Polish friends, who we love dearly.
Absolutely.
If we had friends listening in Poland.
You know, I haven't checked our stats from Poland.
I don't know, but Poland, we love you.
Yeah.
Both occupants were burned, okay, but they were not life-threatening. You keep throwing me off and I read the same thing
again.
I'm
so sorry. I've had so many comments about this.
The vehicle was severely damaged.
I'll say.
Photos show the roof partially blown off, the windshield missing, and dents all over. The explosion caused damage to another vehicle that was driving alongside the SUV, police said.
Collateral damage. This person.
Well, Pierre, yeah. 39, had an active warrant for his arrest on fleeing and eluding charge, according to police.
Wow.
It wasn't bad enough that he's in a Kia.
Right.
But he's in a Kia with a grill with the valve open.
Yes.
He's in the Kia with a valve open and his wife wants to fire up a cigarette. He's in a Kia with the valve open. His wife opens up, wants to light a cigarette, blast them like the space shuttle down the road. But then the idiot's got an active warrant on top of all of it.
So dumb.
Anyway, because he was fleeing and eluding and all that kind of stuff, he was arrested Sunday and was being held without bail in the Orange County Jail Monday on the charge of resisting arrest without violence and operating a rocket ship without a license.
And I
made the rocket ship part up.
Yeah.
Could you tell?
I did.
I added that.
I did because I was reading along with you and I noticed it wasn't there. But for our friends and listeners that drive Kias, good on you, mate.
Actually, I hear they're very... decent cars.
My cousin Kimbo, who listens to our podcast, she drives a
Kia. Does she like it?
She does, and it's a nice little car.
I got a mechanic friend that I would not necessarily expect a mechanic is going to say, oh, yeah, I want one of those cars. He loves it.
Yeah.
It's a great little car.
I'm just thinking that if you're going to go out of your way to rent a car, you're going to probably get something. You know, my daughter rented a Camaro, and it was awesome.
Sometimes you don't get a choice.
And I would think that probably a Kia would last a little longer than a Camaro. Just
maybe.
Straight up.
You know, I had a loner car this week. It was a car that I would not normally drive.
You always drive a loner car because you're such a loner.
No, yeah. Anywho, so I had to take one of the cars over to the thing and get the thing done, right?
Right.
And so they gave me a car. I'm not a big nothing wrong with them, but I'm not a Chevy fan. Never have been.
No,
I had
me
one Chevy car. I've had two Chevy cars, but I'm not a big fan. But anyway,
me either.
They gave me a Monte Carlo. Good
Lord. Oh, that would have been awesome.
No, I don't like
that. A Humpty.
No, they gave me a who makes the Monte Carlo? Is that Chevy?
Yeah.
Anyway, they gave me a Malibu.
Oh, well.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The end of the story is I got a Chevy.
Should
Malibu.
I play the Florida theme?
This thing was nice.
Was it really?
It was nice.
See?
And when I say nice, I mean N-I-C-E. Nice.
I like the, there's somebody on YouTube is taking all the Chevy commercials where the guy's like bringing them into these big rooms with the car.
Yeah.
Changed them around. Those are funny.
Like, I'm not saying I would buy one necessarily, but it was nice.
But J.D. Byright gives them the initial quality. Headline is, bride-to-be drove for 3 miles with her fiancé on top of her Range Rover after catching him smoking, Craig. She's had it. She said, that's it. Wedding's off. Get on top of the car. We're going for a ride.
I need you to explain this.
Okay, so a furious bride-to-be. She wasn't furious until she caught fiancé smoking.
She was furious that she was going to be a bride?
No, she is furious that her fiancé was smoking. She got in a row with him.
And she got it.
So I'm going to say that's an argument. She ended up driving 3.5 miles with him on the top of a new Range Rover that he had paid for after she caught him smoking. So she was drunk.
He should have fired up while he was on top of it.
She was drunk during this time. Her name is Shelley Bertram, and she reached speeds of up to 70 miles per hour, swerving and braking hard.
No, not swerving. Swerving.
Swerving and braking hard to try to shake her partner, Clive Gibbs, off the car.
This happened to me.
No, it did not.
Not with the bride thing, but a particular person we went to school with who I always say was not a nice person.
And I say he is a nice person.
And you always say he's a nice person. Yeah. When I worked at a Dairy Queen.
I worked there. Same one.
I somehow ended up on the front of his hood of his car, and he was flying down the road with me on the car, and I'm trying to hang on so I don't die.
I can picture it, and it's funny. He's a great guy.
No, he's not.
When I worked with Dairy Queen with him, and not you.
No. If he comes to me and proves to me he's a good guy now, I'll be his friend. But until then, he's never been a nice guy.
He kind of took me under my wing from the first day there.
It's because you're both short.
Well, we are both short.
You both are literally 3 feet tall, stacked on top of each other.
We have a mutual friend that we attend church with who says he's not a nice guy.
Really?
Yes.
You tell me that after the mics are turned off.
But I like him.
He's not a nice guy.
I like him, and I
like him
a lot.
Now, here's the thing. I will be his friend if he's a nice guy now.
He is.
But if he's not a nice guy, I will not be his friend.
Okay. Well, anyway, so
I think that's a life rule that everyone on our podcast listening can. I think everybody listening to this can learn.
We just had a discussion about a guy nobody knows.
But I just said to everyone around the world, because we're in over 40 countries now.
That's right.
I just told everybody around the world that you should be nice to people if they're nice to you.
Amen.
You should be nice to people if they're not nice.
Is that Craig's tip of the week?
Well, you should be nice to people even if they're not nice to you.
That's
what I want to say.
You know what you should do? You should treat others as you want to be treated.
But what I say,
take
a step further,
is
I may not like someone,
right?
But I will like them if they come around and start being nice.
So if somebody you didn't like in the past is friendly with you, you'll give them a clean slate. Starts over right now.
Clean slate. If you're going to be nice to me and I can respect you and you're going to be a nice guy, but if you're going to be that little, you know.
Yeah. Have I ever been mean to you?
I still even know who you are.
So, Clive, the young man that was on the top of the car, he's a builder.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about?
So,
this lady was driving down the road.
Right.
Trying to loosen her load. She had Clyde up on top of the roof.
So, he suffered cuts and bruises to his head, legs, and arms as he
tried. Did she throw him off?
I don't think so. As he tried to stop his future wife from drink driving. So, this must be from down under two or from Europe or something. Portsmouth Crown Court, Hampshire, heard businesswoman Bertram flew into a rage.
I don't know what this means.
Just 2 weeks before her wedding, when she spotted Mr. Gibbs smoking indoors after they got home from a night out. So that's the key.
So
she had a rule.
She's been brewing about this for two weeks.
She has been. But she had a – no, this happened just then.
No, but she also said 2 weeks before her wedding, she spotted him.
That's when this happened, because they were supposed to be married 2 weeks from this incident.
Okay, I got you. I'm imagining her in the wedding gown and everything.
That would have been better. But she has a rule. Apparently, you don't smoke inside her house or their house.
This man needs to reevaluate.
So this guy lit up.
Yeah. So he needs to reevaluate what he's about to get married to.
Apparently, she owns a cleaning firm, and she stormed out of their home in Wooterville, Hampshire.
Waterlooville.
Waterloo.
That was a little ABBA for you.
I was defeated, but won the war. So getting onto the new Range Rover that Mr. Gibbs had just bought for her. So he buys her a Range Rover, and she still won't let him light up in the house.
Nope.
He needs to, you know what he needs to do? Vape. He should probably start vaping.
No, because people don't want
to. Popcorn lung.
People don't want to deal with vapors for a whole other reason.
They're annoying.
It's annoying.
As Bertram, who had been drinking alcohol, went to the drive went to drive away from her property. Her partner flung himself onto the bonnet to try to stop her because she was drunk driving.
The bonnet. That's actually, the bonnet is actually the hood of the car.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's not the boot.
So anyway, at court, they heard that she floored it on the A3 as Gibbs screamed at her to stop as his legs were dragging along the side of the road. He eventually jumped off the front of the car 3.5 miles down the road near Horndon. That's what he said.
I hope he didn't marry her.
I bet he did.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Okay.
He shouldn't be lighting up because it's just,
no.
You know.
Smoking.
I mean, but you also shouldn't try to kill your future husband by driving down the road.
Especially if he just bought you a Range Rover.
He probably scratched up the Range Rover being flung all over the front of it.
She didn't care. You know why she didn't pay for it?
She didn't care. Well, there's a whole other reason why he shouldn't probably marry
her.
Let's go to Texas. We have a Texas theme?
Yeah, we do.
Darn it.
Texas robbery suspect fell asleep at the scene.
What?
What
scene? Was he watching a movie?
That's all I got.
Okay. Abilene. I love the name Abilene.
Abilene.
If Lori and I were miraculously somehow had another daughter, I'd name her Abilene. I just love that name.
Well, why don't you get a dog and name it Abilene?
I got a new dog.
I know, but you'd name it Abilene.
No, it's her. She came with a name.
She doesn't know that.
Her name's Lily. Well, she knows it now. So let me tell you about Lily real quick while we got a minute.
About Nobody cares about Lily.
Lily ate our sofa.
I mean, actually, people do care about Lily, but they don't care about it right now. They want to hear about the Texas robbery.
Well, Lily is a Basenji, and Basenjis are very active. And we brought her home, and she was sick. Lori thinks she was sick when we brought her home because she just doesn't have a whole lot of energy.
She looked at where she was living and went, I can't do this.
So I took her to the vet. They gave her some medicine. I got home last night. You would think she was the Tasmanian devil. I've never seen a dog run around a small house.
Well,
she had
a little bit of a...
She had kennel cough.
Kennel cough,
yeah. She did. Yeah.
They gave her meds for that?
They gave her meds.
And now she goes, I'm good.
So now she's happy, still eating the furniture, but...
she eat more furniture?
No, she's continued to eat the couch, but we've kind of fixed it where she can't get to it anymore. But
you super glued her mouth shut?
No, we did not.
Abilene, Texas. Police in West Texas say a robbery suspect is in custody after he was caught snoozing at the scene.
Well, robbery could wear you out. You know, your blood's pumping fast.
You're very excited.
You burn
up a lot of energy. Yeah. An Abilene police statement said 20-year-old Kayani Sedaris. Why do I get these names?
Because.
Kayani Sedaris.
That's kind of cool, too.
Was armed with a gun. He had guns for arms. At his apartment complex early Friday when he argued with his roommate, whom he bound as he demanded money.
So he tied this guy up and said, give me all your money.
Give me money. But they're roommates. He's going to know where to find him.
Yeah, like if you tied me up while I was sleeping and said, hey, wake up.
Give me your money. I'm going to come back home from work and you're going to say, hey, remember when you tied me up and took my money? Yeah, I need my money back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like I'm going to leave town.
Yeah, this story's kind of misleading.
Anyway, authorities say Sedaris then fell asleep.
Well, why not? He's at his place. I'd take a nap, too.
Yeah. The roommate managed to get free around 4 a.m., slipped to a neighbor's apartment, and summoned police as he was sleeping. He surrendered without incident.
Well, sure he did.
Well, I mean, that kind of breaks the whole roommate code now, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. It
kind of ruins everything.
Headline is, police think they know Yakima surveillance camera thief. You know why?
Because he was on camera.
He's on camera.
He didn't have his phone to his head. Did he not have his phone to his head while he was doing it?
He was not invisible. Did come to us.
No, he not invisible.
He's come to us from Yakima. Thanks to social media, Yakima police have a suspect in the case of a thief who was recorded stealing a newly installed surveillance camera from a nonprofit agency.
Why do we call them suspects at this point?
He's a thief. He is a thief.
They have the video of him stealing the item.
Police received a call from a social media user who recognized the man recorded taking the camera from the Yakima Valley Habitat store. This isn't Yakima is not even Asian. And I was throwing Asian accents out there.
What is it? Where is it?
The Yakima Police Department spokesman said that the man jumped the fence surrounding the nonprofit's campus on July 20th and was recorded climbing.
I'm going to look it up.
Go ahead. He was recorded climbing up to the camera to steal it. So this guy left his photograph right there on the evidence.
Well, proving how stupid you are, it's in Washington.
Yakima. Welcome to Washington.
Come on in. We show you around.
We show you Washington.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
All right, then. Now I know. That was, you know what it was? A moment of ignorance, just because I didn't know. It's not stupidity.
Moment of racism on your part.
It's not racist, stupid, or it was just ignorant. Go ahead.
Well, that pretty much encompasses everything I'm looking at right
now.
Let's go to
New Jersey.
In front of me. I don't want to go to New Jersey.
I do.
Wayward alligator. I love that. They give him some kind of a wayward He was a wayward alligator.
Carry on my wayward alligator.
He was a wayward alligator found in a swimming pool at a New Jersey motel.
As if there wasn't enough to worry about in New Jersey, now we got to deal with gators in the pools?
I know. That's Good just night. Horrible. An alligator has been found in a swimming pool at a motel in New Jersey Shore.
Isn't that a show?
Yeah. This week on New Jersey Shore.
Gators in the pool.
The 3-foot-long alligator was discovered Tuesday morning at the Bayview.
The Bayview. And it's I'm taller than this gator, by the way.
The 3-foot alligator was discovered. yes, true, you are. A 3-foot-long alligator was discovered. Can I say 3-foot-long alligator one more time?
I like it because I'm taller than that.
The 3-foot-long alligator was discovered Tuesday morning at the Bayview Inn and Suites in Atlantic City.
As far as gators go, I'm almost twice the size of that gator.
You were really excited about this, aren't you? Authorities say it's not clear where the alligator came from or how it got into the pool or how long it had been there. He was an alligator from Atlantic City.
He's an Atlantic City alligator.
She was a cop. Together, they're going to clean the city up.
No, they're going to clean the pool.
They're going to clean the pool. Animal control workers safely lifted the alligator from the pool. When they say safely, they mean they didn't get bitten.
Exactly.
It was taken to an undisclosed site.
Why? Why won't they tell us where it is? Like somebody going to go get the alligator?
The zoo?
Headline is, intoxicated driver yelled racial slurs and then tried to flee on a bicycle. Police say a Newton man yelled racial slurs.
First of all, Newtown.
Well, whatever. Newton. I like a fig Newton. You like a fig Newton?
They are pretty good.
I ate a whole sleeve of them last week. Like 600 calories.
Doesn't surprise me.
My coworker was
600
like.
600 calories per.
He was sitting next to me like, where'd the fig Newtons go? And I said,
in my belly.
Police say a Newtown man yelled racial slurs and threw his cell phone at cops before trying to flee a drunk driving stop. He was on a bicycle early Tuesday morning. His name
That's
is
what
David
his bicycle
McGuire.
Sounded like, by the way. That's an actual audio clip.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Let me play it again. His name's David McGuire. He's 39 years old. And the police pulled him over just after midnight because he was weaving over
after
the double
midnight,
yellow line.
They're going to pull the bike right
so
over.
He's over, pulled over. No, he was in a car at this time when
after
they pulled him
midnight.
Over.
They're so, pulling over the car that he's going to get on his bike.
He exited his car and walked toward the responding police officer, and the police tried to explain to McGuire that he needed to return to his car. You don't get out of your car anymore and
no.
walk towards police.
You don't get out of your car until they say get out of your
exactly.
car.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? Because I went through driver's ed in the early 80s, and they taught you that when you were pulled over, go ahead and get out of your car and walk to the police so he doesn't have to walk to you. That's a no-no.
That's not anymore.
You get shot doing
we
that
also,
type of thing now.
It was also common for students to have rifles in the back of their trucks.
True. I remember the parking lot. And we had a gun club. At our school in the annual. They've all got their rifles over
you
their
know
shoulder.
Why it was okay?
Why?
Because stupid people didn't shoot each other back
That's
then.
That's right. So anyway.
Unless they deserved it.
So police tried to get him to go back to his car. And they said that's when he started being verbally abusive and racist towards them. So they said that he launched into a profanity-laden tirade, which included some racial slurs. And then McGuire.
You mean he said racially, like really bad words? But
I think
but
so.
He, but he slurred those words.
Because he was drinking. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, police said that McGuire then punctuated his outburst. His outburst by throwing his cell phone.
No, he hurled it.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, but it sounds
bad. I changed it.
Hurling.
Okay. He hurled his cell phone at the police officer's cruiser. So then he did return to his car, but he didn't get into his car. He popped his trunk. Pulled a bicycle
See,
out.
Here's the thing. What's coming out of that trunk? The cops don't know.
That's right. I'd have shot him right then. But anyway, he pulled out a bicycle.
But you came out?
What? So before police could get to him. So he got escape. He got away. He got away on his bicycle. But for some reason, Craig, he changed his mind like halfway down the street, turned around, and came back towards the policeman.
This ain't going to work.
So they arrested him. And he was, of course, abusive the whole way to the station. But he refused any blood alcohol testing. And he was charged with driving while under the influence, disorderly conduct, interfering with an officer, and operating without a license. So he's gonna.
They wonder if they could have got him on driving drunk on the bike and the car.
they could have. They should have doubled up.
His attempted bike escape also incurred a citation for a bicyclist failing to stay to the right.
they were just lining him up with stuff.
They were trying to find anything
funny.
art exhibit expressly for Canine Critics debuts in New York City.
No way.
You going to go?
Yeah. I'm curious. No, I'm not going.
Which is it? You're conflicted here.
I'm not going to the Canine Art Exhibit, and I'm not taking Lily to the Canine Art Exhibit either. But she's a dog, and she doesn't need an art exhibit. You know what would happen? If we walked into an art exhibit, she'd freak out. She'd want to be outside.
She'd tear up all the exhibits.
She probably would. It makes me mad. And there was a story on the news this week about protecting your pets from the eclipse.
Yeah, like pets look at the sun.
No pets are going to look at the sun.
My dog has never gone up and looked. You know what? They're going to look up there and say, what's that?
Yeah.
They're going to say, what? They're not going to do that. You know what they're going
to
do?
Go to sleep.
They're going to go, it's time to go to sleep.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
I'm going to go sniff that over there.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
They're not going to care.
They're going to go, why does it look like the ring up there?
I sounded very angry.
You did sound very angry. You know it's going to look like the ring. Remember the ring?
Oh, speaking of horror movies.
Yeah, you know where she's in the well. Spoiler alert. She's in the well. She looks up and she sees the lid on the well.
That's
right.
And
she sees the light seeping through.
Yeah.
Totality.
That is the ring.
Totality. When we look up at the sun, when it's at the full.
That's a big buzzword around here, by the way.
It is. When we get to the eclipse part where it's full on totality, where it's completely covered, it's going to look like we're in the
ring. Turn around.
We're going to be looking up at the top there going, we're trapped in the well.
Oh, that'll be scary. Do you notice on the way into the Lee Berry Studios?
You know what's not scary about that, though?
What?
We get to crawl out of TVs.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Anywhere we want.
There's a poster at the Lee Berry Studios on the way in about the totality.
I don't look at that stuff.
Of course not. You're running because you're always late to recording sessions.
Yes, exactly. Can I get back to the art exhibit
I'm sorry,
for dogs?
Go ahead.
New York, you won't find any pictures of dogs playing pokers at Dogumenta.
Now that I would go to. I love those pictures, especially if they're on velvet. But go ahead.
Why don't you marry it? A three-day art exhibit, because they couldn't get anybody to come more than 3 days, curated expressly for dogs, is attracting hundreds of canines, I'm sure, to a marina in Lower Manhattan where hounds and terriers are same thing?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, we think, you know.
Canines. Let's just call them canines.
Canines are feasting their eyes and, in some cases, their mouths on nearly a dozen masterpieces.
Oh, wow. What a big exhibit. And they're edible?
I don't know. The idea is the brainchild, that's a stretch, of former Washington Post art critic Jessica Dawson.
Come on, Jessica.
Who says she was inspired by her rescue dog, Rocky, a tiny Morkie.
Morkie.
That's a Yorkie-Maltese mix.
No, it's a Morkie and Mindy.
I got it.
Okay.
Who regularly joins her at exhibits of the human variety.
So she takes her little bitty teeny tiny purse dog
to
the
there
art.
There you go. There you nailed it right there.
Okay.
When Rocky let me get this right here.
Yeah.
When Rocky accompanied me on the gallery visits, I noticed that I was having a much better time than I was.
Well, explain
explains that. Explains Dawson, who moved to New York 4 years ago. He was not reading the New York Times reviews.
Really?
He was not reading the artist resumes.
How does she know?
And so I said, he has something to teach me about looking. And all dogs have something to teach us about looking at contemporary art and being with it.
I don't know what kind of dog she's hanging out with.
She needs to be hanging out in a padded room. The 10 works of art.
Wait, I thought it was a dozen.
I don't know. It became 10.
Okay.
Because two of them got eaten. The 10 works of art at the outdoor exhibit were all strategically placed at eye level for Aaron or the dogs. One featured an elaborate display of dog biscuits.
Oh, my gosh.
And other treats that attendees were invited to munch on.
I wouldn't.
At another exhibit, four-legged art critics were lifting their hind legs and, quote-unquote, expressing themselves on a work called Fountain.
I don't think I might express myself the same way
As the dogs left their marks, scribbles of blue streaks were left behind on the white blocks. This is why I hate what they call art, because people are stupid.
I do enjoy good art, and I actually enjoy some of the modern art, to be honest with you. Maybe that came from me being in art school.
When I see art, like there's a particular university I will not name that is local.
Yes.
That I go there and they have bought this hideous pieces of garbage and they put them up. All I see is, wow, I could weld some trash cans together and make $50,000 if they'd buy it from me. That's all I see.
Why don't you take one of your dogs, look at it and see what they see?
Maybe. You know what?
What?
We're laughing. I bet I could get something with fire hydrants going.
Yeah.
I could somehow make a big piece of junk. And somehow, like,
maybe that's what she's talking about.
And I could do something theme like that about, you know, and include the dog in the whole thing, and they'd pay me a bunch of money for a bunch of crap.
That happens a lot in the art world, by the way.
You may
be onto something.
Well, we've had stories before about art. And remember the one the guy stuck the orange down or whatever it was, or watermelon?
No,
or
it was pineapple.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
and it proved our point for us.
People gave it rave reviews.
Yes, it proved the point for us.
It did. Well, we're living in a time, Craig, where people are confused. And speaking of that, listen to this headline. Robots are being made to look like customers' dead wives.
So they're always screaming at them?
No, to look like.
Oh, look like, not act like.
So if heaven forbid, one of our wives passed away, we could get a replacement that looked just like her. How would that be?
That's creepy.
The Sun Online.
See, I think that's as creepy as taking.
I think it is creepy too.
To take your dead pet and stuff it and keep it in the room with you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
No, that's creepy because you. I mean, honestly, you love your dog, right?
I do.
And I'm saying whatever animal.
And
you
she's
got.
Brand new.
You just lost a dog recently.
I did.
That would be very weird to look over in the corner and see the dog you loved, who used to jump up in your lap and love on you, kiss you, and lick on you, and all that kind of stuff. To be in the corner with, like, marble eyes doing nothing but, like, holding a hat.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Except holding a hat on its head or something.
Yeah.
Or collecting
dust. You wouldn't do that with an uncle or something.
No!
There's George stuffed in the corner.
Although now I'm thinking about this. You may have just opened up a whole new idea.
What? You remember the movie AI? She had a robot child. And she had lost a child, right? And that was the story. He was kind of a replacement. But she ended up, there was an emotional bond between them. Kind of like this story. So the Sun Online spoke to True Companion. It's an American company behind these robots to learn what people are really looking for in their replacement robotic wives. Douglas Hines.
I'll tell you what you get out of this.
What?
A remote control and you can shut her up.
Douglas Hines, the engineer. That's terrible. Neither of our wives need
that. I wasn't speaking about my wife.
So this engineer brings the True Companion's customizable bots to life, told us that there's far more to his robots than meets the eye. So he calls them talking toys.
Wait, let's explore this for a minute. I'm thinking about this while you're talking.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not talking about my wife. I'm not talking about your wife. Well, okay, I may be talking about your wife.
Darn
but
it.
See, you could turn her off whenever you want.
Darn it.
So you hit the button or you don't hit the button. Just think about it as a guy. You're sitting there watching TV. If you're a football fan, you watch football. Your wife comes in and says, all right?
Darn it.
You can just go click.
See what I'm saying? It may not be that bad of an idea.
Love you, honey.
So he calls them talking toys, but he says they're also fully customized.
Customized.
So you give him a photograph. So the you have the
you can, what you get
what
you get a Xerox picture stuck to cut out with scissors
glued
stuck
to a face.
Glued to a face. It's like those videos you can always get your kids.
That's hilarious.
The VHS tapes they put your kid's face in the video and it was like.
So you get the option to model the robot's faces after your loved ones. So this led to Roxy, the pioneering company's customizable robot, proving extremely popular with bereaved men who want a doll resembling their dead wives. The whole thing is creeping me out.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Does this robot sing?
No. No,
dang.
I don't know. Maybe it does.
Well, because then you'd have Roxy music.
Oh, I see. I like it, too.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I did. So alongside requests for celebrity lookalikes, so if your wife passes away.
Did you say celebrity lookalikes?
Celebrity lookalikes. You can order up Scarlett Johansson robot.
I was thinking the same thing. Hey, guys, why don't you meet my wife, Scarlett?
So this guy says that about 50% of his customers are people who want a custom robot for family members who have passed.
There actually was a guy in Japan or somewhere that did a Scarlett Johansson robot.
Really?
Yes, there's a story about it out
there.
That'd
be kind of cool to have sitting around the house.
He was married to it or
That's
something.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
So these bots sell for 10 grand, Craig. Are you going to order one? What if we got one before our wives passed away?
Cheaper than a car.
Yeah, it is. That's all we got on the robotic wives.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
There's so much to be said there, but honestly, you lose a loved one. You don't really want a robot loved one walking around.
No, I agree.
Man shot in heart by nail gun drives self to hospital.
Ooh, with a nail in his heart.
A Wisconsin man building a house accidentally shot himself in the heart with a nail gun and drove himself to the hospital.
What if it was John Bon Jovi and he could have sang the whole way there?
He's not from Wisconsin, though.
No, he's not. He's from New Jersey.
Doug Bergeson. Hey, I didn't tell you I'm working on my John C. Reilly.
Oh, really?
I realize if I could do a Doug, I could probably do a John C. Reilly.
Let me hear it. give us a piece.
You guys are going to die.
That's good.
I got to work on his cadence the way he talks. Because he talks like this.
Well, when you get it down, we'll interview John C. Reilly.
Yeah, I'm just working on it. Did you see the Kong movie he was in?
No, man. I saw King Kong
no,
in the 70s.
This is actually good. And
no,
John,
I've already seen the story.
I know, but John C. I'm telling you, man, great. Guy's going to die. Okay, anyway, I'm working on him, but I'll get back with you.
Okay, good, thank you.
A Wisconsin man, okay, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug Bergeson said he was working on the fireplace for, well, that's his problem. He's working on a fireplace using nails.
Yes, you can't do that.
Brick and mortar, I would think. He's working on a fireplace for a home he's building. Building near? Near what? It just says he's building near.
He is building near.
Anyway, when a nail from the gun fired off accidentally and shot the 3.5-inch framing nail into his heart. I was just bringing the nail gun forward, and I was on my tiptoes, and I just didn't quite have enough room, and it fired before I was ready for it, and dropped down, and it fired again.
Oh, shoot.
It didn't really hurt. It just felt like a sting.
Oh.
And I looked down, and I didn't see anything, and I put my hand there, and that's not good. He says that. He goes, oh,
he
that,
does.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Because those framing nails... I'm guessing that if he saw any, if it went all the way in, he may have seen a dimple there,
ooh,
but he didn't see the actual nail, or he saw just barely any nail. So
still is not good.
It wasn't like a nail that had a round head on it where you could see it, you know.
As he said.
When I saw it moving,
ooh,
with my heart, it's kind of like, I'm not going to get anything done today.
No.
I can see that already.
This guy's got a great sense of humor.
So I drove to the emergency room, he said. It seemed like the thing to do.
Yes.
I felt fine other than having a little too much iron in my diet.
That, see, he we should interview this guy.
This guy's great. He also was probably pooping himself a little bit. He's probably a little nervous because you're thinking at this point, you got to be startled.
Sure, yes. When you look down and there's something piercing your heart.
Well, and he doesn't know at this point necessarily that it's in his heart. And I'm wondering if maybe it's one of those deals where he didn't want to pull it out because it was maybe holding.
I think it
gets
to
that. Is
this
coming up?
Yeah, I think so.
A wrong heartbeat. Ready for this?
Yep.
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry. I skipped a whole thing here. He did a 12-mile drive,
ooh,
to the emergency room at the Bay Area Medical Center in Marionette. The hospital quickly transferred him to Bay Care Medical Center, where cardio doctor, Alexander Roydstein, conducted surgery to remove the nail.
Bay Care Medical Center. You know, they you could bring your kids to work there. They stay in the Bay Care daycare. I didn't know if you knew that or not. The Bay Care Medical Center.
I want to know how long it took. You were over there just processing, trying to come up with something, weren't you?
Just saying.
A wrong heartbeat, a wrong position, and he would have had much more complicated problem than he was bargaining for. First of all, Dr. Roydstein, I don't think there was any bargaining going on. And so he's quite fortunate from that standpoint. Bergeson said doctors told him the nail was about a paper's thickness away from a main.
They always say that.
They always do. Paper's thickness away from a main artery in his heart.
It's almost like the story wasn't good enough. You know, he has.
Yeah, I know. They got to make it better.
And if it's just a paper's thinness.
He was very astute not to remove it because he remembered Steve Irwin.
Yes.
And that's what played through his head.
Oh, Steve Irwin. What a great guy.
But Steve Irwin didn't get shot with a nail in the heart either.
It was
Steve,
a bard.
It was a barb. There's no, yeah. It wasn't a bard. It wasn't a guy that tells stories to people in old England. It was a guy, it was a barb, and not the one that disappeared on Stranger Things. It was a barb from a stingray, and it hit him apparently like a machine goes in, out, in, out, in, out. Like it kept stabbing.
Yeah, like pow, pow, pow.
This was one nail, but
yeah.
I guess he thought, because Steve didn't have the option of not pulling the barb out.
I thought he did pull it out.
I don't know. I don't think
I
he did.
That,
it's, not
he
like
did.
A, it's not like a honeybee where it loses its stinger.
Well, I'm just saying.
As far as I know,
well,
we should probably check with our Australian sources.
Maybe.
Anyway, Australia, we're still sorry, Australia, about your loss of Steve. We love Steve.
Steve is a great guy.
Anyway, the offices of Roydstein and Borgensen's, the doctor and the guy, anyway, they said the injury will completely heal with only a scar to show that it ever happened. He said he hopes his close call will inspire others working with construction to remember that nail guns shoot with the speed of a .22 caliber rifle.
I didn't know that.
Accidents, they can happen so quickly, and fortunately, this one had a good ending. Yeah, they do, because they have to drive into wood. You're basically blowing
them. Wow.
It's compressed. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm not a construction
There's two
guy.
Different kinds. There's
I think
the
there's
kind
one that runs with a little
compressor.
Compressor. There's the compressor ones, which I've used.
Yes.
And I think there's one that uses like a little tank or
like
something.
Like a
CO2.
CO2,
that's what it is.
And Lori wants a nail gun. You know, she's very, you know, she builds everything.
Get her a nail gun.
But
I've got one.
She, it's like a gun. She could shoot me.
What's awesome is like while you're sleeping, it'll just be like.
Darn it.
Okay, this next story
is not surprising.
It made me a little depressed because here it is, almost September, and you know the holiday seasons are coming up. And I do not like.
You love Christmas.
I love Thanksgiving. And I wish the year would end at Thanksgiving. And there was no more. I wish we had Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and continue with the year.
I don't like Halloween, but I'm going to say you want Halloween because all the candy.
I like the candy. My favorite thing about Halloween is going to the store on November 1st.
Yeah. Yeah. The very next day. You know what my favorite thing about Halloween's going to be this year?
What?
Stranger Things 2.
Oh, that's right.
Second season.
You know, we should get together and watch that on Halloween.
No.
We're booked for Halloween, by the way.
Oh, we are.
We've got plans on Halloween. The weird guys have been hired for a Halloween activity.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe
they said you guys are ugly enough to scare somebody.
Maybe we'll get a little more into that later. But anyway, this headline is a 100-year-old fruitcake was found.
You're a 100-year-old fruitcake.
Was found perfectly preserved in Antarctica.
Why would this surprise anyone?
It doesn't surprise me.
It's frozen.
But it's 100 years old.
It's frozen.
Cool. Yeah.
And it can't possibly be any nastier than the day it was made.
Do you not like fruitcake?
Who likes fruitcake?
Hands up.
You like any kind of cake.
I love fruitcake.
You like any kind of cake.
And it is so good that I like it, too, because nobody else does.
And so
and
you
people
can eat it all.
Buy them. And they're like, oh, I got a fruitcake. I'm saying, over here.
Does it taste like fruit?
Have you never had fruitcake?
It's disgusting looking.
It's so good.
You know what else I'm not going to eat?
It is so good.
You know what else I'm not going to eat?
What?
Pickled loaf.
I'm not going to eat a pickle loaf.
No,
that's weird.
That's just like some weird manufactured meat
really
with olives and stuff in it.
I look at that and I go, ugh. You know, kind of like modern art.
You know what else I'm not going to eat?
What?
Haggis.
I'm not going to eat haggis.
You know what else I'm not going to eat?
What? Liver.
Liver.
I'm not eating liver. Mm. I accidentally had some liver one time and thought I was going to die. I'm not going to eat anchovies either. They're disgusting.
I'm not gonna eat anchovies. I'm a little bit.
I'm intrigued by sardines. I'm not eating anything that swims ever. I don't eat anything that once lived in water. That's a rule of mine. Anything.
What about Aquaman?
No. Why would I eat Aquaman? That's disgusting.
Because you're a cannibal?
I am not a cannibal. And I'm in the middle of a story. Or was.
Did you just take this off the rails?
No, you took it off the rails.
What about
Ozzy Osbourne on your crazy train?
What about King Neptune? He lives under the sea.
Anyway, the Antarctic Heritage Trust has recovered a 100-year-old fruitcake on Cape Adair in Antarctica, where famed explorer Robert Falcon Scott's team was likely based for the Terra Nova expedition. Conservators for the... Conservators for the trust. They said that the tin was a little rusted. Tin rusted! But the cake, made by British biscuit company Hunters and Palmers... You know, biscuits are cookies.
Huntley
and Palmers. But biscuits are cookies.
Yeah.
You know, when we think of biscuits...
Oh, chips or fries.
I'd rather have real American biscuits than a cookie.
Yeah, me too.
But it still looked and smelled edible. Lizzie Meek, the manager of the program's artifacts, said in a statement that it looked good to her. It's documented that Scott liked this particular brand of cake. She and I would get along royally, I'm afraid. Finding such a perfectly preserved fruitcake in amongst the last handful of unidentified and severely corroded tins was quite a surprise, she said. It's an ideal high-energy food for Antarctic conditions and is still a favorite item on modern trips to the ice.
Did they eat it?
No, they did not eat it. No, there's photographs of it.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Tell me.
Did you do the thing when you got married where you saved the top of it for a year?
Yes, we did. Put it in the freezer.
And it tasted like filthy socks
it
or something.
It was terrible.
It was disgusting.
I actually tried to eat some of it, and I was like, you know me, I'll eat any kind of cake.
Yeah. And we pulled that thing out of the freezer and had the little ceremonious little, like, okay, honey, it's been a year now.
Yeah,
let's
happy
eat
anniversary.
This.
Exactly.
It was horrible.
Ours was exactly the same. And on our wedding night, it was delicious.
Well, during the wedding and everything, the cake was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. A year later in a freezer?
No way.
Not so much.
No way. Since May of 2016, the team from the Trust has conserved over 1,500 artifacts from Cape Adair. Conservators are now planning to conserve the huts that were built in 1899 by Norwegian Karsten somebody and used by Captain Scott in 1911. So... anyway, long story short, they found a 100-year-old fruitcake that still looked edible, Craig.
I'm looking across the table at a 100-year-old fruitcake.
That's not true.
This says a lot about...
It really does.
I
love this headline.
It says a lot about what I'm about to talk about.
Go ahead.
This is one of those things that's so telling when you read it. A silent 10-minute-long song is climbing the iTunes charts.
What makes it a song? If it's silent,
well, they're saying the file. They're saying the file.
Okay.
If you've ever plugged your phone into your car stereo only to have the same song start playing every single time, I have some good news for you. Yesterday, before we go any further.
Go ahead.
I've already done this.
What do you mean?
Okay. So when you get in your car, and I'm kind of ruining a little bit of the story here, but when you get in the car.
Right.
Cars have this weird habit, though I don't understand how the manufacturers get with the MP3 player people or iPhones, whatever. But every time you get in the car and you plug in through USB or plug into your stereo system, it always wants to play the same song alphabetically, play the first song.
I kind of like that, though.
So, no, you become sort of, you get sort of.
What song?
Irritated.
Tell me the song.
I don't remember because I've changed what I've done to make this work. Okay, so before we get off the rails here too much.
Ozzy.
Basically, you get a little irritated with the song. You start actually having bad feelings towards a song you might like because every single time. Okay, so what's a song that starts with A?
Oh, let's see.
All Night Long. Lionel Richie, first thing that came to mind.
Okay.
Every time you get in the car, you hear the bongo thing. You hear the thing start with.
Well, that
you start,
one would annoy
you start
me, yeah.
You start getting in every
but
time.
But what if it's a song you really love?
You start getting, really having, like, getting irritated with it because you hear it all the time. So here's the thing. What they're about to say is what I've already done. So I made my own song. I have Apple Music.
Right.
So what I did was I made, like, a 3-second blank audio track, and I named it Triple. I'm telling you, people, you can take this to the bank. All right? I'm telling all my friends around the world this is how you fix this problem without having to go to iTunes. So I made a three-second or whatever the minimum was, like 3-second, I think it's three, blank song, and I named it AAA.
Well, that goes along perfectly with this story.
Yes. And so I even gave it artwork. I gave it like a little, it's a little chihuahua with a toupee on.
You should put me up there. My name starts with two A's.
Yeah. So I did three A's because I'm thinking it's most likely going to be always be the first thing in the list.
Yeah.
So what happens is, plug the car in, music starts, 3 seconds of silent, the next random song starts.
That's cool. That's
a
good idea.
You never get that same song you start actually getting hostile towards. You get sick and tired of hearing the same song over. So, I just want to be known that I did this a long time ago.
Okay.
So I
good
just
for
want,
you.
Yeah. And I understand this
but
story.
But I like, my song, for some reason, and mine always starts with Alice Cooper. Every time I...
A's.
Yeah. And I love it. I can take all the Alice Cooper you want to
okay,
give me.
Okay, but here's what the story's about. Anyway,
okay, go ahead.
So if you ever plugged in your stereo and have the same song play every single time, Yesterday, a true internet hero, by the way, me.
This wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
You're not Samir.
Samir Mazari, whatever, released a song on iTunes that's just 10 minutes of silence.
That's a
it
lot.
It doesn't need
that's
to
long.
Be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And look at this. He named it A-A-A-A-A, very good song.
Yes.
Since the iPhone starts playing music alphabetically when you plug it into many car stereos, that usually means there's one song you hear whether you want to or not. Many songs starting with the letter A have probably been ruined thanks to this quirk.
That's exactly what you were just saying.
I haven't read this yet.
No.
You start to have hostile feelings towards the song.
Yeah.
Many songs start with the letter A have probably been ruined thanks to this quirk, but if you know... Or if you download his creation, you'll instead have plenty of time to queue up songs you want to hear. In less than a day, it's become clear that his track is resonating with a lot of people. His tweet announcing the track has over 12,000 likes. More amazingly, his quote-unquote song has climbed rapidily
That's
up
hilarious.
The iTunes chart. Right now it sits at number 67.
That is
ahead
awesome.
Of tunes by artists like Kendrick Lamar, Kesha, whatever her name is, Selena Gomez, Chainsmokers, and other popular, well-established acts. It's worth noting that his silent song is hardly the first to gain notoriety, though I don't think that John Cage's composition ever made a run up, whatever that means.
Let me say this. Other than the fact that he did this for a reason, I'm still saying 10 minutes of silence is better than songs by Kesha, Selena Gomez.
It's true. But so what I'm saying, just to reiterate, you can make your own. Don't do 10 minutes. That's stupid. Why did he make it 10 minutes?
He wanted to give you plenty of time to queue up.
That's stupid.
Well,
it's
working.
The problem you're trying to solve is not to have time to queue up your music. Your problem you're trying to solve is to trick the car stereo into not playing the same song when you plug it in. So it technically does play the same, but it plays 3 seconds of silence. So you don't even...
And then it starts random.
Yeah, you don't detect that 3 seconds. You figure you plug it in, you wait a second, music starts.
I don't even listen to music much. And when I do, it's Alice Cooper because that's what starts playing.
Well, anyway, I just hope that this hack job that's getting all these fame from this realizes they did it wrong and I did it first.
Okay.
You heard that here and you can take it to the bank.
Okay, let's think back to last episode. We had the story of the Nashville airport and the sewage problem. So a lot of people think, I'm not going to deal with that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the bus. It's cheaper.
That's really desperate.
There's no sewage problems. Well, contraire.
There's sewage problem. The guy sitting next to you.
Au contraire. Headline is, passengers disgusted by overflowing toilet on a Greyhound bus. And this is from...
Doesn't have to be on a Greyhound bus.
This is from
bus.
Amarillo.
It's just disgusting no matter where it is.
We've had more Texas today than we have Florida. Amarillo, Texas. Some Greyhound passengers had to ride to Amarillo Monday. They said that they'll never forget this trip. That's what they said. That's because the stench on board the
bus.
Nice
save, by the way.
Yeah. Passengers told ABC7 it was a horrifying experience to have feces spread in the aisle of the bus.
Oh.
Oh, let me do it.
Darn it.
That too. It's a six-hour ride. They were going from Denver to
Amarillo. No, get me off this bus now.
I'm jumping out this window. One passenger said the smell started 15 minutes into the trip.
Why would protocol not dictate that the guy driving the bus has to stop, call a new bus?
I don't know. Maybe there's rules.
Yeah, the rule is you're liable.
If there's poop in the aisle, pull over.
Not much disease, everything else.
It's called the poop pullover rule.
Oh.
A stench filled the entire bus, and everyone started gagging and covering
their
face.
Wait a minute.
What?
You never played the poop theme.
Oh, I didn't, did I? Can I back? You mind if I back up and do this? I must apologize. I'm slipping in my old age. Speaking of slipping, I was standing in line after talking with you at the store last night. My knee gave out. It almost toppled over.
You sneezed and threw out your hip?
Still hurts. My knee is killing me. Back to the story. A stench filled the entire bus, and everyone started gagging and covering their faces, said Lisa Burns, who was on the bus. I actually walked down to the back of the bus to use the restroom, and I looked down. There were brown footprints everywhere, Craig. Brown footprints.
You've actually found me speechless at this point.
So Burns said the toilet on the bus was overflowing so that no one could use it. I was sitting in the rear of the bus right where this stuff was, said David Moore, another passenger. I got feces on my shoes.
It's not the shoes part. It's the next thing he says.
And all over my personal belongings because it was literally right in the aisle way.
Somebody at Greyhound will be cutting me a check.
Absolutely. This guy also said that everyone on board complained to the driver, but nothing was done to fix the problems. He's like, I'm just a driver. I'm not a plumber. Here's how other riders describe the smell. If you've ever opened up a septic tank that was overly filled and been rancid for some time, just like taking the lid off the septic tank. That's what the same guy said more. Imagine a CAFO, said Burns, but you're riding inside of it. What's a CAFO?
I have no idea.
But it's pretty inhumane. Greyhound would not comment on the situation. The same fella actually said, I'm going to go home and disinfect myself. I'm pretty sure all of this, referring to her clothes, needs to be burned.
Oh, it's a CAFO is a Christian Alliance for Orphans.
I've never been in one.
Concentrated animal feed operation?
Maybe.
Feeding operation?
I don't know. Could be anything, I guess.
I want to know now.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why don't you research it after the show? That's what it is, concentrated animal feeding operation.
Okay. Very good.
That's got to smell really bad.
Way to go, detective.
It's what the phone is here for. Nobody calls me.
Walmart's been pretty prevalent in this episode as well.
Belle and Sebastian accidentally leave drummer in pajamas in Walmart.
Wait a minute. They accidentally left him in pajamas or they accidentally left him in a Walmart?
It's a Scottish band.
Oh, I know Belle and Sebastian. Yeah, they're actually pretty popular.
They found themselves without their drummer, Richard Colburn, at a gig in St. Paul, Minnesota, after they left him over 500 miles away in his pajamas in a North Dakota Walmart.
Reminds me of a joke. Last night I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How the elephant got in my pajamas, I have no idea.
Would it be okay with you if I went back to the story now?
That was the joke.
Yeah, I got the joke.
Okay, go ahead.
It was just dumb.
It wasn't.
The band, who are currently on tour in the U.S., had stopped at the supermarket in Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson?
Yeah, they were at Angie Dickinson's Walmart. I was coming out of the Walmart in Corbin, was coming into the Walmart.
So he passed his drummer. He was walking out, and the drummer was walking
in. Yeah, frontman Stuart Murdoch told Minnesotan radio station The Current.
The Current.
He was waving very happily in a good mood.
Going in the Walmart.
And that was the last time we saw him.
He never returned.
Never saw him again. Murdoch said the band had become blasé with their system for checking onto the bus accidentally left without Colburn.
So, in other words, they used to check to make sure everybody was on board before they left. Now they just kind of
they did a roll
take
call
it
before.
For granted, yeah.
They left without Coburn, who was dressed only in pajamas and didn't have a phone or passport with him. He had a credit card, but he still sat in Walmart for 4 hours.
4 hours.
He was probably thinking someone was going to notice, but the trouble is, everyone went to bed. Coburn checked into
this would happen to me. Matter of fact, this type of thing used
to happen
to me.
It's like Home
really
Alone.
It really is.
Coburn checked into a hotel while his band took to Twitter to try to find him and get him to the next gig.
So they had no idea. His phone was on the bus.
This is dumb.
He had no idea.
Yeah, this is sad. This is how you know you're the most unpopular person
exactly.
in the band.
Drummers are a dime a dozen.
Murdoch told The Current, lots of kind people tweeted me back saying, I'm in Fargo. Maybe I could get there. I'm in Bismarck, you know. Maybe we could work something out. I even had a friend who was driving down from Winnipeg on the way to the show here. So currently we have him in a car driving to Bismarck.
How cool is that? What if you were on your way to see your favorite band in concert and you had the drummer of the band in the passenger seat next
to
you?
Yeah, you're like, I gotta get this drummer there.
That is so cool.
Officer, don't pull me over now.
I want to see this documentary. Somebody needs to make this into a movie or something.
Murdoch added, with the string players, it was like 12, 13 of us. And it's like herding cats. So it's maybe not surprising that something like this happened. The band now have taken extra tour bus precautions. So he was somewhere between Paul McCartney and
That's
Scotland.
Okay. I thought he sounded great.
We don't make guarantees on the show that the accents are good.
No. But we do try. And we try often. We try often, mate. We like to go down under sometimes.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's time for the Mark Patch top 10 list.
Yeah, it is.
It is. We got kind of sidetracked there for a minute.
Yeah, tonight's top 10 or today's top 10, whenever you're listening. It could be tonight and today because the eclipse is about to happen. Top 10 super...
It would be both at the same time.
Exactly. Top 10 super weird college majors you've never heard of. This is a list that comes to us from USA Today. And I have a problem with this list because I have heard some of these. And
you
some
do
of these,
have a problem with a lisp.
These, some of these aren't that weird.
No?
Some of them are kind
Maybe.
Of popular.
I don't know. I haven't got to read them yet. Maybe you want to start?
Yeah. Number 10. The number 10... super weird college major you've never heard of, pop culture. Talk about, are you that person who knows everything about pop culture and doesn't really care much about anything else? Is that you, Craig? Kind of. There's a degree for you at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. I was about to say it's very close to us, but it's not. It's in Ohio. Your course load would include things like intro to popular culture or popular culture and media, black popular culture, television as popular culture, fork life and material culture and history of popular literature, which I would really like to take that class. So there's a wide variety of careers that might open up for you if you had this degree, including positions in advertising, public relations, journalism, mass media, teaching, library, and museum work. You know, it never hurts to be a well-rounded person who knows a ton about what's going on around you. And that's not me. I don't really know a lot about that.
That was a long number 10.
I'm sorry. Pretty good one, though. Pop culture. Talk about.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Number 9. Top 10 super weird college majors you've never heard of.
Yep.
Farrier Science.
Farrier Science?
No, it's Farrier Science. Learn how to shoe horses at Mesalands Community College in New Mexico. Enjoy courses such as equine, right?
Yeah, equine.
Equine anatomy and physiology, horseshoeing theory, blacksmithing, and then find yourself your dream career as a self-employed farrier or work in equine or agricultural industries.
Number 8. The number 8 super weird college major you've never heard of, Egyptology. That sounds kind of cool, actually. Love mummies? At Brown University in Rhode Island, you can prepare yourself for a career as an Egyptologist, historian, or specialized archaeologist by studying all things ancient Egyptian and Mesopotamian.
Say Mesopotamian again.
Mesopotamian.
Say it again.
Mesopotamian.
I just want to hear that. I don't know why. It just sounds funny when you say it.
Thank you.
Number 7, comic art.
Well, I kind of had this at art school. We kind of did some of this.
Comic arts are real art these days.
Yeah.
Are a real art these days. Study history, concept, storytelling, print and web, publishing, composition, character development, etc. at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. Then take a job at comic studios as a cartoonist, illustrator, or author. Or in comic
See,
book
I don't
art
think
production.
That's
not
nothing weird.
New. That's
no,
nothing weird or
that's,
new.
That's ridiculous. Number 6 is weird, though. You can have a degree in citrus. If you go to Florida Southern University, where citrus farming is key, you can learn all you need to know about planting, irrigating, weed managing, pruning, fertilizing, pest controlling, and all the other general citrus tree management. Job prospects are surprisingly numerous if you're a citrus major, work for large citrus production companies, grove service companies, etc., etc., etc. Number five, I think, would be a cool major, by the way. Oh, number five. I'd like to take – this would be an interesting major.
Number five, yeah. The Beatles.
The Beatles, mate.
The Beatles. No, really. At Liverpool Hope University in the UK, you can examine the significance of music of the Beatles in the construction of identities, audiences, ethnicities, and industries and localities. Good Lord, how many words did they put in there? Job prospects, Beatles historian, yes, apparently that's a thing.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Or popular music studies specialist. Why wouldn't they just teach about the Beatles in the music classes?
How do you feel about the Beatles? I think we've discussed this before.
Oh, I'm not a fanatic, but Lennon and McCartney?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. I love the Beatles. I'm actually a pretty big Beatles fan.
No, I love the Beatles. I'm not a crazed Beatle fan, but I love them and I love Paul McCartney.
Other than their fantastic music, they really did start what we know as rock and roll. You know,
they changed it. They changed it
for the better. And all of my favorite bands, and I've read interviews, seen interviews, they always go back to the Beatles. That's what started them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the number four weird major you could take, auctioneering, which isn't doesn't seem that weird to me.
No. Well, it's weird when you hear him talking.
Yeah, if you think you'd make a great auctioneer, you could go to Harrisburg Area Community College in Pennsylvania and study things like audience communications, auctioneering law, procurement, et cetera, et cetera. Job prospects. Well, you know what kind of job you can get if you study as an auctioneer. You're going to get a job as an auctioneer.
You're going to get to say incomprehensible.
Number three is a beauty, eh?
Canadian studies.
Yes.
At Duke University in North Carolina, it's not all about American studies. You can study the literature, politics, and culture of the giant country to the north. Regardless of whether or not you hail from there, learn in depth about our neighbors.
Please. Canadian studies. Take off, eh? Number two. The number two weird major, bagpiping. That sounds like something you'd take.
We've got to pipe it down.
Show your Scottish roots at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. You can now major in bagpipe performance. And this major, oddly enough, Craig's been around for 75 years. I bet they're very popular in the old marching band, too.
You think?
Yeah, what's the number one?
Number one. This is the number one weirdest things you never heard of that are degrees, right?
Right.
I'm not going back a page to look at that.
Yeah, from USA Today.
Number one, Adventure Ed.
Sounds awesome. Lori would love this.
Don't say her name. If you go to Plymouth State University in New Hampshire, you can take a course in rock climbing, canoe paddling, wilderness expedition, etc., in preparation to help teach kids, adults, at-risk populations, and yourself how to fall off a rock.
I'm calling foul right now. This is not a weird major whatsoever. You know, I mean, Egyptology is stranger than this. Yeah. This shouldn't be number one.
I don't interrupt yours when you're reading them.
Go ahead. Wrap it up.
Your job prospects include working for outdoor education at state or national parks or even outdoor adventure programs the world over.
Okay, so those were the top 10 weird, top 10 weird, whatever.
Something.
college majors.
Weird college majors you've never heard of.
Thank you guys for listening to episode 103. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will. Bye.
When you might hear Craig say, where'd the sun go?
Yeah, what happened to the sun? Why do my eyes hurt? What's that spot in my eyes?